This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent, via Gerald Knights, Appellant, decided April 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. State of Missouri, NOM, ED112197, consolidated with NOSAR ED112198 and ED112199, Respondent, appeals from the Circuit Court of Warren County versus 20BB CR-051601, 20BB CR-062301, and 20BB CR-017001. Gerald Knights, Honorable Nathan A. Carruz, Appellant. Filed April 15, 2025. Introduction. Appellant Gerald Knights appeals his convictions of three counts of violation of a full order of protection, Class A misdemeanors. We grant point one and reverse the judgment entered in the letter case. We do not address point the two. We affirm points thir, avi, v, and six. Factual and procedural background: appellant and SL, victim, were married for approximately 8 years before their separation. In 2019, victim filed for an order of protection against appellant, wherein she sought to have the circuit court restrain appellant from communicating with her through any means. Following a hearing on victim's petit ion, the circuit court entered a full order of protection against appellant on July 31, 2019. After entry of the full order of protection, appellant was charged in three separate informations and wit H violation of the order of protection. The information in cause number 20BB CR-017001 alleged that appellant mailed a letter to victim, which victim received on August 13, 2020, the letter case. The other two informations in cause NOSAR 20BB CR-0051601 and 20BB CR-0062301 alleged that appellant called victim multiple times in January and March of 2020 while appellant was incarcerated at the Warren County Jail, the phone call cases. The jail's call logs from that time period were admitted at trial after the investigating police officer testified about how he obtained the call logs. On September 20th, 2023, appellant was tried and found guilty in three separate bench trials for one count of violation of full order of protection in each case. The court sentenced appellant to 180 days of incarceration on each count and ordered each sentence to run concurrently, but suspended execution of the sentences and placed appellant on 2 years of probation. This appeal follows. Discussion in point one, appellant posits that the circuit court erred in finding appellant guilty of violating a full order of protection related to one of the charges because there was insufficient evidence to show that the order of protection was still in effect at the time of the alleged communication. In points two, the three, and a four, appellant argues that there was insufficient evidence that he had legal or actual notice of the full order of protection prior to the time of the alleged violations. In points five and six, appellant alleges that the circuit court erred in admitting the call logs into evidence because the call logs were inadmissible hearsay. We grant point I, do not address point two, and deny points three, IV, V, and six. The judgment of conviction and sentence in the letter case is reversed. The judgments of conviction and sentence in the phone call cases are affirmed. 3.1, expiration of full order of protection. In point I, appellant argues that the circuit court erred in finding appellant guilty in the letter case because the state failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that appellant violated the full order of protection. Appellant contends that there was insufficient evidence from which a reasonable fact finder could have found beyond a reasonable doubt that a full order of protection was in effect on the day of the alleged communication. The conduct that the state alleged violated the full order of protection occurred on August 13, 2020. When reviewing a claim challenging the sufficiency of the evidence, this court must make a de novo determination whether the evidence is sufficient to permit a reasonable fact finder to find the necessary facts beyond a reasonable doubt. State versus Nowicki, 682 SW3D 410, 414, Motor Bonk, 2024. Upon review, appellate courts do not weigh the evidence but accept as true all evidence tending to prove guilt together with all reasonable inferences that support the verdict and ignore all contrary evidence and inferences. State versus Wooden, 388 SW3D 522, 527, Mobank, 2013. In determining whether the evidence was sufficient to support a conviction, this court asks only whether there was sufficient evidence from which the trier of fact reasonably could have found the defendant guilty. State v. Latall, 271 SWW 3D 561 566, Mojbank 2008. Tis court cannot provide missing evidence or give the state the benefit of speculative, unreasonable, or forced inferences. State v. Burton, 320 SWW 3D 170 174, Mo ED App, 2010. Furthermore, the state has the burden of proving each and every element of the charged offense beyond a reasonable doubt.